News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, would you do a background check, or would you like to be able to do a background check on a potential date? Well, a new initiative aims to do just that and to get information like previous convictions into the hands of dating app users before a date even takes place. Match Group, which includes apps like Tinder, recently announced a partnership with a background check company to integrate background checks into its online procedures. And joining me to discuss this further is the CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, Nolene Blackwell. Nolene, thank you for speaking to us this morning. Do you think this is a good move, a good initiative that might make online dating safer?
Well, thank you for having me on this morning, Ciara. So I suppose anything that makes online dating safer, anything that gives people more information about who they are talking to, who they're proposing to meet, has to be good in principle, because the real problem for these various profiles, for the various companies, is that so many of them are fake. Fake either because they put up wrong information, fake because they don't put up enough information, or even fake because they make false profiles of real people on an abusive basis. So the real problem is the anonymity of them right now, and the fact that as we stand right now, even if you go looking for reality, eventually, you can't get, they can stay anonymous, yeah. You can't get to the source of them. And so there is value in increasing the amount of information available to people. Whether this app will do it, though, is where I would have my doubts.
Okay, so would you rather than these background checks, and there are some people who are concerned about the background checks, that maybe it's nobody's business if somebody has, you know, a minor conviction for something or other. You would rather see an ability to verify that people are who they say they are, so they can't catfish and they can't behave in a manner that I suppose distances themselves from their own identity.
Exactly. I mean, even that business that somebody will set up a profile for somebody else on the basis that they set out to be abusive about them, to put up false information about them, is possible at the moment. And they're possible, and the companies allow it, because the more traffic there is on the site, the more profiles they are, the more money that these companies will make. And my concern about an app so to answer your question, I do think we will get to a stage eventually, once we regulate internet in the same way we regulate other information, we will balance people's rights to privacy, their right to put up information without revealing everything about themselves, with the need to have some basic level of truth. Because right now, what I think this app could do is, first of all, they could gather wrong information, yeah, about people. Secondly, people could maliciously put up abusive information that would be included in a background check. And thirdly, there is that business of privacy, you know, where somebody has a minor conviction at some stage, where somebody does not necessarily want things said about them. How do you balance those rights? And it seems to me that it's going to be much more complicated. The media companies are going to have to do more than set up an app. They are going to have better ways of ensuring that at base, if abuse happens or if wrongdoing happens, that they can identify the people involved. And this is why what's happening right now, say, at the level of law, where the government is looking at introducing a new media bill, is very important, because there needs to be regulation of the social media companies. And what's there right now isn't strong enough, but at least there is something starting there. So we need that legal oversight. We need the companies, okay, to be much clearer and much less willing to accept wrong information. And then we need any app to make sure that it is protecting people's rights to privacy and not allowing the app itself to be abused the way the social media companies can be abused right now.
To be fair to you now, that sounds very sensible. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. That is the CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre there, Nolene Blackwell.